Good morning, people. John Gillum here, episode 4 of the John Gillum Podcast. Podcast that nobody listens to. 7:30 a.m., I'm driving to work, and feeling so good. I did this podcast a couple days ago. I think it was Monday. Today is Wednesday, and I was feeling a little low. Had a tough weekend. Had an awesome weekend. But I just drank a lot, honestly, Saturday night. And that just hits me hard nowadays. I mean, it always has. And just sticks with me longer. So I was feeling a little down in the dumps Sunday. And then felt pretty bad Monday. And, you know, had a couple days of no drinking, some good exercise, relatively good nutrition, not awesome, but keeping blood sugar levels at a good point, and feeling just a world of difference, just better clarity of mind and confidence and positivity, which is what it's all about. What am I going to talk about today on my commute? I have no idea. I meditated this morning. That was good. I've got a lot going on right now. I'm opening a new gym. And it's a little bit of a lateral shift, moving my current space to a new space, which is smaller. So I'm going from 1,000 square feet to 500 square feet. Yes, that's half the size. Going from working with another trainer to just working by myself to start. And I'll probably get at least one other trainer in there pretty soon. But to be honest, I'm not sure what the format is going to be. But I'm really excited to just increase the quality, the level of training and movement that goes on in that gym, and I'm going to be doing some more thorough assessments. I'm going to get a single arm cable machine in there, and the backyard's going to be dope. I'm going to put some pull-up bars up there, and I don't know, squat rack, maybe? We need a squat rack? I don't know. I don't have very many of my clients squat, but maybe they should. I think it's good, especially if it's accessible. It's a good way to load the body, and right now I only have a 53-pound kettlebell, which is not a whole lot of weight, but it's honestly enough for most people. I mean, not very many people walk around lifting things that are more than 53 pounds, to be honest, in their functional daily lives, but sometimes they do. So yeah, that cable machine, super excited about it. Just all the rotational patterns that you can do with it and all the stability work that you can do with it. Since I'm opening this new place, I've been going back through a lot of my Paul Check videos and gleaning so much more information from that the second, third time watching those videos and reading those books than the first time. So it's really great, just the importance of core control, the importance of diaphragmatic breathing, the importance of length-tension relationships in the body is something that's kind of just coming back to me. So I'm just going to have everybody that comes in reassessed, all my current clients, everybody's following me over there, reassess them, build some awesome programs, and really I just really want to build some functional, strong, bulletproof bodies. And you know, the mindset's going to be part of this gym as well, and that's part that I'm really excited about, because life's hard, and I think it's, if I can give somebody a positive place to go where they, you know, I'm obviously a pretty positive dude, they've got me to cheer them on. They've got some good mottos on the wall. So I'm going to have some just good uplifting stuff on the walls. Also going to have some standards I feel like everybody should hit. So Things like being able to do a prone cobra for 3 minutes, being able to hold different varieties of planks, core exercises, and then kind of moving out from there. You know, being able to do 100 bodyweight squats, 20 push-ups for the dudes, 10 push-ups for the ladies, so on and so forth. So just trying to get some more standards and clarity for people, because there's so much bullshit out there on the internet. Oh, single leg squats, the best exercise in the world. Pull-ups are the best exercise in the world. Oh, if I only had one exercise, I'd just do burpees. And there's just a lot of bullshit out there. And those are all great exercises. But, you know, not everybody can do them. And I don't believe there's the best thing, but I think there are steps to get you to where you want to be. And hopefully I can build something that gives some people clarity on where they are and where they're going. So give them some concrete steps, because I think that's what people want. People want your help, want my help. And as much as I love being in the gray and not black and white and kind of feeling my way through this world and exercise and nutrition and things, I think it's, getting clearer to me that clients don't have the time to do that and don't have the bandwidth. They want something that's going to work. They want like a recipe. They want something clear cut. So that's what I'm going to try to give them, that with, without too much crazy strictness. Anyways, I'm rambling. We're at 7 minutes here, and I'm feeling good. If you're listening to this podcast, leave a comment below at, what you want to hear. Email right now is marathon1981@gmail.com. And let me know what you want to hear. Maybe next time I get on here, we'll talk some fitness. We'll talk the different functional patterns. Lunge, squat, bend, twist, gait, push and pull. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I will see you on the other side.
Peace.